Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show recreates one of the famous Summit of the Sands hotel shows at a time when the Rat Pack was creating hipster legend with a no-holds-barred nightclub act starring Vegas's favorite sons, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop. Sandy Hackett, the son of the legendary comedian Buddy Hackett, joins us this morning to talk of their upcoming show at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this weekend. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Sandy Hackett to the roundtable. Sandy, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure to be here.
The show is Saturday night, March 24th at 8 o'clock at the Colonial in Pittsfield. How long have you been doing this particular show?
I've been doing this particular version of it for coming up on 3 years. I've been doing a version of this for about 10 years.
What brought it to be originally? How did you create this?
Joey Bishop called me when HBO was doing that Rat Pack movie, and Joey thought I would be the perfect candidate to portray him. And I said, wow, that would be great. Who do I talk to? What do I do? And I said, I don't know. Nobody called me. And it's a true story, and amazingly, they made that picture and never even, you know, talked to the last surviving member at the time. And then I pursued it, and it had already been cast, and I watched it. And it really wasn't about the Rat Pack. It was about how Frank helped get Kennedy elected president. They just used the Rat Pack moniker to, let people know what they were going to be about. And so it just set me on a course to create something to do what Joey thought would be a good idea, and that was me portraying him.
And how well did your and your father was somehow involved in it as well, correct?
In the show?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, my father was my mentor. I toured with him for 10 years. He was very close friends with Joey, Frank, Dean, Sammy. I mean, you know, these were his cronies. He hung out with them. If you go to our website, sandysratpack.com, the opening page is a picture of my father on stage with Frank Sandy.
A great picture. Yeah, it's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, and if you look at it closely, it's actually shot from behind over the band, and the audience is laughing, and the only one with a mic is my father. Everybody else is laughing at my father. So it was, it's just a storied relationship of which he was part of. And when I put the show together, he was. I interviewed my father several times. I interviewed Joey. Talked to a lot of people. I saw the original people. And but we've actually contemporized the show, and I've used the vehicle of making my father the voice of God to send them back to do one last show because they're creating too much of a ruckus up here in heaven. We can't get any work done. And so they come back to modern day. I know there's some other shows out there, and they're kind of tributey, and you know, some are cheesy. We've upped the game quite a bit at every level. You know, by bringing them back to modern day, it opens up the whole comedy vein, because now if those guys were alive, they'd be flipping channels on cable and knowing what was going on in the world, and that leaves a lot of material for us. And then we've updated some of a lot of the arrangements, and we also have some new original music from my wife's father, Ron Miller, who penned hits like For Once in My Life, Touch Me in the Morning, If I Could, Yesterday, Someday Christmas, Heaven Help Us All. And we've got three of his songs in the show, two that are unknown works and one For Once in My Life, which was recorded by Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dean Martin.
The opening where you, the voice of your father, is that, did your father record that?
He did. He was alive at the time.
Yeah.
And I had to go through his agent at the time, my mother, to get him.
And there's something just unmistakable about your father's voice. And
I don't know what you mean. Who would recognize this voice?
It was just so distinctive and so incredible. And
you're distinctive and incredible. How does that feel?
Very nice. Wonderful. Now, and what I'm getting to is you do this show, but you also do a show about your dad, right?
Yeah, we are about to launch that. I think we've set the debut preview performance at a very special event up in Aspen, Colorado, a big fundraiser that my dad had helped for many years until his passing. And the founder of the charity called me and said, we want to honor your father this year. We wondered if you would come up and do and accept the award. And I said, I would be happy to. He says, maybe even say a few things. I said, well, I think I can do you one better. I'm about to launch a show. I've written about my father, and I'll come up there and tell some of this, do some of the stuff for you.
When you put this show together, what was it like casting Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin?
It's a very interesting question because all those guys were immensely talented. Is there anybody walking around today's earth that's as talented as those guys or has that cachet? I don't think so. So you got to find an actor that has a respect for them, a healthy respect for them, and that can sing, because all those guys could sing great. And I think that's the most important thing. Obviously, Sammy danced, and he did impressions, and he did a lot of things. So, you know, it's a tough order to fill. But we found some very talented people that I think do a terrific job of giving me the essence of these people. We're not looking for lookalikes. We're not looking for soundalikes. We're looking for actors that can give you the essence of what it might have been like to see these guys had they come back to modern day in their prime.
And you get to do that as far as as Joey Bishop in the show.
Absolutely. I get to do it. And, after the show, people come to me, oh, my goodness, you look just like him. And I want to tell them, I don't look anything like Joey. But if that's what you want to think, you know, you go right ahead. I'm not an Elvis impersonator running around with the sideburns and the glasses and an entourage. I'm just an actor having a good time playing a dear friend.
And there is a point, I assume, where you are channeling him a bit, though, right?
Well, I interviewed Joey. I was friends with him. He lived down the street. I hung out with him. I went to many of his tapings. I went to many of his shows. I actually, probably about 4 or 5 years before I even wrote this show, before he called me, I think one of the reasons he called me is he had a project called Joey Bishop's Punchline, and it was a game show with him as the host. And he shot it up in Las Vegas, and he asked me to be one of the, there were 3 comics in the show, and he would tell a joke like, why did the chicken cross the road? And each comic had to come up with a better punchline, and the audience voted on it, and we did about 5 or 6 different pilot tapings. And so I worked with Joey on that, and I was the only comic he used for every taping. And I think he just liked the way I worked. And so what an honor for, you know, someone to call and say, I'd like you to play me.
Yeah. When you look at the 4 parts of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop, do you get a sense in even working on the show of what the allure was? I mean, obviously there's a lot of talent, without a doubt. But there was also just something of what that X factor was that made people at the time go crazy and still today have such nostalgia for it.
I think it was their relationship with one another. They were all friends at that time. It's kind of like one of those perfect storm moments, you know, four careers coming together at a time when they couldn't have been hotter. They created something that didn't just fill up the showroom at the Sands, it filled up the hotel. It sold out the town. Everybody wanted to see this show.
Yeah.
It was every celebrity, every politician, movie stars, anybody who was anybody, you had to go to Vegas and see this. So it became an event. You know, it was like a modern day, I don't want to say modern day Woodstock, because Woodstock's not modern day anymore, but it was one of those things that, you know, people went to, they flocked to see.
And by modernizing the show, you get to, I assume, even comment on modern day Vegas, which obviously has changed dramatically from that time.
Well, the show's been on tour, and so if we come to Pittsfield, I don't know that the Pittsfield, you know, customer may or may not have been to Las Vegas. You know, there's a chance they have, but we don't strive to take them back to Vegas. We strive to entertain them with great music and great comedy that just cuts through everything. It's not Vegas-based necessarily. You know, someone might say, oh, well, it gives me the Vegas flavor. I guess if you were there and you saw it, maybe it does. But more than anything, we entertain you. You'll walk out with a smile on your face from ear to the back of your head.
So when the show takes place and you bring it to a contemporary day, it's as if the show is being held in Pittsfield?
We don't say where. He's just sending them back to do one last show.
I see.
So
okay.
Wherever we go, that's where we are. You know,
right.
May God pick Pittsfield. And, I mean, I have had some fun in some of the cities we've been to, and they said, Frank, God sent us back here?
As far as the reaction from the crowd, it is, I assume, again, one of nostalgia, but also just a great time.
It's a great time, and, you know, not only are we getting the nostalgia buffs, we're getting a lot of young kids who listen to Michael Bublé and hear his recordings of songs that Frank Sinatra once recorded, do their research on YouTube, and go, hey, somebody else recorded this stuff. Let's go see what that's all about.
Well, it's Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. It's coming to the Colonial Theater this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And you can find out more information by going to the Colonial Theater's website. Sandy Hackett, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. And
my pleasure.
Have a great time.
And we're also going to be at West Point the night after. I don't know if your radio station.
Yes,
gets
we do.
Far,
yeah.
But we will be in West Point at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Eisenhower Hall. Working for all the cadets, and looking forward to that, too.
Terrific. Well, we look forward to having you in our region, and I thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great pleasure.